from Catalyst Theater in Edmonton, the city with a high-level bridge and a low-level bridge. But if you're in the middle class, no bridge for you. It's the Irrelevant Show.
So why are we actually here?
Okay, hello. Welcome. I'd like to thank you all for coming.
Who are you?
What's the meaning of this press conference?
Does this count as a question?
Okay, let's begin. My name is Trevor Lunge Poison. Okay, that's not my real name. I've only just moved here to Smeaton Township, but I want to let everyone know that I'm the new black belt in town. You think this is a joke? Yeah! That kick would force a full-grown tiger to reconsider scratching and or biting me. Okay? I'm not trying to brag, but I have kicked a tiger in the face! To be fair, it was sleeping.
Why are you telling us this?
What are you a black belt in?
I am a 9th-degree black belt in Ryukai Karate! One of the neatest karate since the Earth started.
How high is the 9th degree?
Okay, let me put it this way, sweetheart. If you had a 9th-degree burn, you'd be dead.
What is so special about Are You Gay Karate?
Ryukai Karate puts a lot of emphasis on kicking and punching without completely ignoring jumping around and shouting. Ryukai Karate differs from other karates in its use of magic, vehicles, wordplay, unique ideas, and meal supplements.
When is this press conference over?
When I'm done saying a bunch more words. The point is, you don't get this good at karate without making a few enemies. All right? I've moved here to lay low and to keep to myself.
Then why announce all this to the media?
Well, I also want to meddle in the affairs of the police and solve local mysteries.
Is it true that that's the opposite of laying low?
I'll answer that question by issuing some threats. To those of you who would oppose me, I advise against it. I am super good at karate. Also, I have a flamethrower. To those of you who wish to become my friends or girlfriend, I advise against it. My life is dangerous. Sometimes enemies hurt my friends in order to punish me. And sometimes I hurt the ones I love in order to confuse my enemies. Also, I have a flamethrower. To those of you who wish to remain neutral or avoid any contact with me, I advise against it. My most dangerous enemies will pretend to be neutral, and your indifference will rouse suspicion and flamethrower use from me.
How can we avoid the wrath of your flamethrower?
Your only true course of action is to continually try to become my friend or girlfriend while understanding that it is impossible. Any further questions?
Will you date me?
Will you date me?
Can I be your friend?
No! Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some karate to do.
I am Hera, goddess of women. I sit alone. Eventide approaches, yet my husband is not home from work. He tarries. Or perhaps he is stuck in rush hour traffic!
Hi, honey. I'm home!
Husband, I expected you 1 full hour ago. Does my time mean so little to you? Could you not have called? Could you not even send a text?
Wife. Hera. Baby. Let's not do this. The day has been long and discomforting. I have worked with great diligence. The commute was a bitch. Finally, I arrive here to my beautiful wife and home, to a place of great serenity and repose, only to be asked why I have not called or sent a text message when you, an all-seeing, omniscient goddess, know perfectly well that the use of a mobile phone is no longer legal in a vehicle in Sherwood Park!
Loving consort and helpmate, I apologize. I am out of line. You mean only to provide for us, for our children. It seems like only minutes since our own dear daughter sprang from your head. Sparing me morning sickness, cravings, or any kind of gestation at all. For this, I thank you. I have prepared thick-cut pork chops for your repast. These thick-cut pork chops are bathed in savory buttercreams and erotically spiced with marjoram, thyme, and coriander, then braised in a slow, alluring oven. We will drink milk and honey with this meal, yeah? Zeus, treasured consort, did you remember to pick up some milk and some honey?
No. I forgot to pick up those things.
What?
I forgot milk and honey. No one told me to pick up milk or honey.
Yes, yes, someone told you. I told you, but you'll never listen. Curse you, husband! Curse your hide! I'll damn you to Hades and all its darkness!
You useless screeching harpy! I damn you to a lifetime in the clutches of Tartarus, with only bats for friends!
I ask only for milk, but even that is too much for you, you cruel! Fucking heartless!
Forget it! Forget everything! I'll eat out! I'll go to Kelsey's! Montana's! Damn your thick-cut pork chops! Away! Away!
And now, The Irrelevant Show presents a message to hockey fans from an NHL player.
Thank you for telling me to shoot the puck. It really helps. I'm out there with the puck on my stick, 3 feet from the net. The goalie's falling down, so the net is gaping wide open. And I gotta tell ya, I just freeze up. I do not have the first clue what I should do. Because, you know, there's so much stuff I have to remember. Coach told me not to take any bad penalties and to finish my checks. I have a lot of responsibility. And I'm kind of left alone out there to manage my priorities. So when you guys go, shoot! I think, oh yeah. Shoot! This would be the perfect time to shoot. One thing, though, the other team can hear you. So you're kind of tipping them off that I'm going to shoot in a minute, and there's a chance that they might want to, you know, stop it from happening in some way, or at least try to get in the way. So I think we need to work out a signal that's a little less obvious. Aside from that, though, great work. Thank you for telling me to shoot the puck.
This has been a message to hockey fans from an NHL player on The Irrelevant Show.
To bring some hip-hop to The Irrelevant Show, finally, please welcome Jill Pollock!
Thank you. Minnesota, Old Strathcona, Edmonton, Alberta. Standing on the corner, chilling in the hood. Soon I started rapping, I was not that good. So I threw myself into it, rhymed all day long. 5 years later and I'm still not strong. Still I'm rocking the streets and I'm dropping the beat. Except Tuesday nights, that's my knitting club, and I will not sacrifice that. Amanda would freak. Cause I'm the fourth best rapper in my hometown. Number three when Cameron's not around. Number two when Janice isn't home. Number one in my room when I'm all alone. Don't drink Cristal, drink Crystal Light.
What?
Don't drink Cristal, drink Crystal Light.
What?
Don't drink Cristal, drink Crystal Light.
What?
Sorry, am I not saying it loud enough? Should I articulate more?
Oh. No, Jill. I was just doing like that call and response thing. I was not criticizing you at all.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
That's really good to know. Thanks for that. Don't drink Cristal, drink Crystal Light. Too much sugar and I don't feel right. I hit the clubs until 4 a.m. Well, not anymore. They're so smoky right now. My lungs can't handle it. I get all wheezy and then I can't talk the next day. It's just a bummer. I go where I want and I do what I please. Secure in the knowledge I have RRSPs. I can rhyme any word, even orange. But I just don't want to right now. Cause I'm busy. Being the fourth best rapper in my hometown. Number three when Cameron's not around. Number two when Janice isn't home. Number one in my room when I'm all alone. Ukulele solo! Cause he had no idea who the hell I was. Said I'm the self-effacing rapper. I got rhythm like the clapper. Clap on, clap off. That's just not good. I can't seem to hit the beat. I can't bust a move with my two left feet. Can't make no dough. I'm allergic to wheat. You can call me sugar cause I'm so
sweet.
Oh, sweet. I was gonna say adorable. But no, yours is better cause it rhymes. Now I'm the fifth best rapper in this whole place. The audience just dropped a rhyme in my face. I'm feeling ashamed, I'm a big disgrace. Sorry, does anybody have any Zantac or Tums? Sorry, I have an acid reflux and it's like a little volcano flaring up. Even some Nexium, possibly some loose baking soda. Words.
Here I sit, alone. I am Hera, goddess of women, of suburban women. Good at bridge, a talented 30-minute cook. There is someone at my door. Someone, but who?
I have no sketch with visitors.
Could it be a tradesman? A delivery? Oh, yes. Registered mail?
Registered mail! I'm hilarious!
Who are you, woman?
I am the Hyades, nymph of moisturizers. I have come bearing great gifts. Auden, Rubenstein, Max Factor. Yes, yes, householder, regard my wares. Cosmetics door to door.
You must hail from Olympus itself, for in this climate even I, the great goddess of marriage, must moisturize.
I thought so.
Yes.
So, how about a little spa time right here at home? I have some really terrific product here that'll turn your blues and blahs into oohs and ahs.
Awesome! I am in awe of this.
Well, of course. Why fizzle when you can dazzle? Why give up?
Well, I don't think I've quite
given up. Why be dry and vile and wizened and parched and crusty and repellent and unsightly and reptilian and crispy and brittle and shriveled and plug ugly and...
Stop! You go too far, nymph. I summon ye, furies. Ow! That'll show you. Try to meddle with Hera, goddess of women!
Honey, I'm What the? Why is there a tree in the middle of the family room?
My love, in anger, I transformed a slanderous nymph into a mountain ash.
Wife! Did you not think of our home? The mouldings, the wainscoting, the cedar shakes!
Calm yourself, my bewitching life partner. The wainscoting, the mouldings, even the shakes can and will be replaced. Replaced and improved. Incentives abound. The beta set, the carrot is on its stick. We qualify. Qualify for the home renovation tax credit. We need only keep our receipts in this convenient envelope.
No!
Joy! Agony! And joy! Joy!
What Sunday afternoons were made for. Thanks for making breakfast, baby.
No problem, babe. More coffee?
Nope, this girl is good.
Hope not too good.
Oh, Mr. Keyes.
Oh, future Mrs. Keyes.
Wow, that sounds so weird.
I know. I'm guessing we'll get used to it, though.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be so beautiful, getting married on a sandy beach with only our closest friends there.
Yeah, you'll look beautiful in your champagne-colored sundress, and I'll just try not to look goofy.
And then we'll spend the rest of the trip making the best of the four-poster bed with the Egyptian cotton sheets.
Watching the sunset from our gorgeous bay windows.
Then sipping Chardonnay in first class on the flight home.
Getting settled into our four-bedroom colonial.
Having friends and neighbors over for dinner parties that drag on into the early hours of the morning, and I surprise them by bringing out our bottle of Mouton Rothschild.
And I laugh and get you to put it back, because really the Columbia Valley Cabernet is just as good for what we're doing here.
But then I insist, and we have the Mouton Rothschild.
No, not really. We just have the Columbia Valley, and everyone is cool with that.
And then I laugh and tell our guests that this is just like the time I had to fight you to get the Chippendale chairs into the dining room so we could host a decent...
No, you wouldn't say that, because there's no way we'd have the Chippendales out for a friggin' dinner party.
These are our friends.
A lot of people would be our friends, but I'll have no choice but to wonder why we always get the Chippendales out when the Decartiers come over.
It won't just be the Decartiers.
No, but the Decartiers will be there, especially your precious Jeremy, whom you'll have met earlier that summer while at your stupid book club. A mere 3 months after the honeymoon, no less.
And then I'll say that if you have something you want to say, then you should just say it.
And I'll say we are not going to do this now in front of our guests.
And then I'll say it's a little late for that now that everyone's leaving.
Shut up, I'll yell.
And that will be it. I'll storm upstairs and haphazardly pack my 3-piece Mulholland Brothers luggage set.
While I hit the minibar down about 3 glasses of $2,900 Hennessy Cognac and the $78 Anchor Hawking glass and yell curses that I found in the New Yorker's leather-bound Anthology of the Obscene.
Then I'll get a $400 cab ride to my mother's and eventually hire Weebs and Bernstein to handle the divorce.
And I'll get Channing Mills and Warburton to handle my end.
By the time it's all finished and that I've properly recovered, it'll be far too late for Jeremy and I to have the family we'd always dreamed of, so we'll settle into a life of constant traveling and dinner parties.
And I'll spend another 7 years making awkward entrances at parties with a bevy of local beauty contestant winners and aspiring rap video dancing girls before finally realizing who I am and marrying a divorced father of three. Wow. What an adventure it'll be, Mrs. Keyes.
It will be wonderful, Mr. Keyes. Cheers.
Hey, you've reached Smiley's Auto Repair, your home for friendly, knowledgeable service. We're currently helping another customer, so please leave a message at the beep. Smiley's Auto Service Center. Service with a smile.
Hello. I came in earlier with a crack in my windshield. You said you could fix it? Well, when I got home, the car was already parked out front, and the windshield was still cracked. And this might sound strange, but every window in my house had the exact same crack as my windshield. And when my son came home from school, he had the same crack in his glasses. Did you guys do that?
Hi. Yeah, I took my car in earlier today. My name's Aaron Taggart. I'm the guy with the blue Sebring. It was making a clicking sound. Yeah, anyway, I was reading a magazine in your waiting room, and that's the last thing I remember. I just kind of woke up, and I think I'm in my trunk. The car's still making that clicking sound, so I guess you didn't fix that. And it sounds like I'm at an amusement park or maybe some kind of weird zoo? Listen, if you could get back to me and let me know what's going on, that'd be great. You'll know where to reach me.
Hey, I don't know if anyone is checking this machine, but I went to pick up my van today at 2 o'clock, and the building was sort of gone. There was just a huge hole in the ground with blue smoke coming up from it, so I took the bus home to find my van in my driveway, upside down and full of poisonous snakes.
Yeah, hi, this is Detective Claire Tibbles calling in regards to a series of puzzling incidents involving your repair center. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure where to begin. Our entire investigation team woke up this morning with Smiley's Auto Center tattoos on their inner thighs. And their cars were found stacked on top of each other in front of Poopy's Donut Shop for Idiots, a store that by all records didn't exist until today. And when we came to raid your auto center, all we found were our own wallets hanging from nooses. To say that we want you for questioning is a pretty big understatement, so you can save yourself a lot of trouble by turning yourself in now. Bye.
So, an ancient darkness rears its ugly head once more. Galdor, my nemesis, I know it's you. Couldn't keep your dark powers quiet, could you? And now I know exactly where you are. Your meddlesome wizardry has given you away. The Order of Zebulon is most displeased with your tomfoolery, and we have a score of our own to settle. Also, my Miata veers to the left. Could you have a look?
To The Irrelevant Show, starring Marianne Copthorne, Neil Gron, Mark Meir, Jana O'Connor, and Donovan Workin. Live music was performed by Jill Pollock. What? Live sound effects by Dave Clark, with assistance from Eric Wagers. The show was written by Neil Gron, Jeff Haslam, Jana O'Connor, Niall Sagan, Kurt Smeaton, and Peter Brown. Head writer was Neil Gron. Recording engineer and editor, Corey Haberstock. production assistance from Chris Martin. Executive producer of arts and entertainment for CBC Edmonton, Steve Glassman. The Irrelevant Show was sponsored by Poopy's Donut Shop for Idiots. It's a donut, idiot! The Irrelevant Show was produced by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at Catalyst Theater in Edmonton.
Hi, Irrelevant Show listeners. Look, I'm super duper busy, so let's just get through this. Number one, The Irrelevant Show is a free podcast. Just go to cbc.ca/irrelevantshow and download it. Number two, we're recording new shows. If you're in Edmonton on Thursday, October 14th or Friday the 22nd, come see us at the Meyer Horowitz Theater. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster. Number four, did I skip number three? Number three, no, I didn't. See you next week.